we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I am your host, back from our jaunt to New York, where we're there for the Liberty Festival, put on by, generally libertarian patriots, Gigi Bowman and Ian and a variety of other organizers were there to set that up. It was extremely well organized. Tom Woods, Jordan Page, Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Tatiana Moroz, many other the names and the different activists, speakers, and artists in the Liberty Movement were all there to promote their passions within that movement. And we are there to introduce Island Hours for Long Island. And we stayed a little bit longer. Basically, five businesses signed up and are now offering services in a new currency, which is not centralized. It's not based on debt and interest. And it's offered to the market voluntarily. People join voluntarily. So we're going to talk about that later on. In the first hour today, we're going to be speaking with our guest, Linda Hogan, who's an activist with respect to time banking. And they're having an event coming up in a couple weeks talking about time banks. So, Mountain Hours and Mile High Hours and Island Hours are physical currencies based on time, and they have some differences with time banks. So we want to kind of articulate the differences, the benefits of having a virtual system as a time bank is. You basically offer your services to the market, and then you have your wants and needs. You list those and try to match them up and hopefully develop a relationship there that you can have an exchange. People, all of these systems are based upon barter. They're all voluntary and they're independent, and we can have as many of those as we want that we can arrange. So it's another form to help offer us independence from the dominant centralized system. One of the main things, as I understand the differences, and this is a benefit toward the virtual system, is all of the hours are quantified equivalently, and therefore they're not regarded as professional services, and therefore they're not taxable. The IRS has actually ruled on that, whereas with a hours local currency, a doctor makes a different amount of money than a high school student, unskilled laborer. So therefore, those exchanges are taxable. So that is an important difference. And for some things, there's a benefit, and it's a more workable situation for some people. And you just apply. I think ideally you'd have both in a different a single community, and you can use whichever one is beneficial to you tax wise and everything else. So the more options we have, the better. And we're going to be talking about that specifically in the first hour. And then the second hour, we're going to get into more on, just the Liberty Festival in New York City. We're going to be promoting a Wandering Monks event coming up this week on Friday.
Hey, aloha. I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
Surely not to live in pain and fear. Our role here is to create peace of mind for our brothers and sisters so that they can have abundance. And one of those systems is time banks so that we can have a more abundance locally. We can get what we need without the dominant money system. And one of the great activists with that is Linda Hogan, who is our special guest for this hour. Linda, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Excellent, excellent. Well, as just as a starter, I'm hoping that you could kind of, give us your history as an activist and you know, what got you interested in trying to find alternative means of, exchanging trade.
Hi, well, sure. Well, number one, I come from a big family. There are 11 people in the family, and we had about 50 kids in the immediate neighborhood growing up. So exchanging, sharing, bartering, all of that was normal in my life. And I've worked in human services for 30 years, doing community organizing and working in nonprofits. So the idea of community currency was really easy for me because I'd always lived in community. And the idea of working in service exchanges, I don't like to call them time banks. I like to call them service exchanges because that was the original name for them back in the 1970s when they started. whereas it just makes sense. It's really logical. I like the premise that it's based on equality. I like that it's has to be reciprocal. It can't just be a one way where you just receive or you just give. It has to go both ways to be legitimate. Those values really mean a lot to me, and it's how I live and it's how my friends live. So it's a fit.
Okay. So Abe, what was it necessarily like in a grand, like you, were you active in like the Occupy movement or the Tea Party and the Fed movement or anything along those lines?
No, when it started in Portland where I live, Portland, Maine, in the early 1990s, and there was discussion about it, exchanging services, having a complementary currency, and that just appealed to me because, as I said, that's the way I live. So it was logical, and it became very practical immediately because it's not just, you know, mowing lawns or getting a haircut, but I actually get my health care for time, which is both traditional allopathic and non-traditional. So now it's truly a way of life for me, and I think that was the draw for most of us that started in Portland back in 96 when it became formalized.
Okay. And, you know, just to be clear with, you call it what, a service exchange?
Yeah. The real history, which is very cool, is that in the late 60s, as we know, Lyndon Johnson and the War on Poverty, all kinds of programs came out to alleviate poverty in the country, and most famous are Head Start, weatherization programs like that. But there was really this incentive to do neighbors helping neighbors. And in St. Louis, Missouri, at the Grace Hill Settlement House, which is one of the oldest settlement houses in the country, that community, which lived in affordable housing complexes, really are the ones who pioneered and co-created this. The neighbors actually got together. They called it Neighbor to Neighbor, and they had something like house captains or coordinators. So you would be a volunteer where you would put a sign in your window at night that said open from 6 to 8 at night or whatever hours worked for you. And people knew they could go to you to talk about they lost their food stamps or they needed medication or their car broke down, they couldn't get to work. And the co-captains in the hoods, you know, provided solutions, looked up other people, found ways to get their needs met. So they were doing all of these exchanges of services, and they were helping each other. And then in the late 70s, they actually formalized the program, and it was officially a neighbor-to-neighbor service exchange program. From that, the idea was adopted later on, and instead of calling them service credits, they became called time dollars, and then later it moved into the name time banking, and it's now an international program. But I just, as a purist, really like to honor the people who really founded this, you know, at Grace Hill, because they were just everyday people that were solving problems for each other and doing it, you know, in a happy, friendly way.
All right. Makes sense to me.
It's a beautiful story, and it's not well told, unfortunately. So we're trying to make that public.
Okay. Yeah. It's interesting as I've been focusing on the, you know, our money and time banking and all that for maybe about a year and a half now. And, you know, you just learn the nuances between the different approaches. You know, they have some local currencies, which like Berkshires, that have nothing, you know, they're not time denominated.
Right.
So anyway, there's these different systems, and we would just kind of want to, you know, some have roles and they have, you know, benefits over others in different applications. So with respect to your health care, can you explain how that works?
Yeah, it's the same thing. An hour is an hour. So if I go to a physician for an annual checkup or to have my eyes checked or because I have a strep throat, the time that I'm in the doctor's office is billable as hours. So I might pay half an hour, half a time service credit for that. If I have to have lab fees done, you know, throat culture for a suspected strep throat, I have to pay cash for that. But the actual time that the doctor sees me is charged for hours, which I really love. And then I can pay for those hours by doing any of 1,800 services we have listed in my exchange. So I could do anything else. I can edit a resume for somebody or drive someone to a store or help them write a grant or whatever service they need. So I earn my hours, I put them in my account, and then when I want to spend them, I can spend them on things like health care. It's really cool. And that's traditional allopathic and non-traditional. So you can get Reiki and chiropractic, cranial sacral, massage, you know, all the other kinds of healing modems as well. Portland, Maine is really cool for having an extensive menu of that.
And correct me if I'm wrong, is because there's no difference between the different hours, they're regarded as non-professional, and therefore there's no tax liability, income tax liability.
The IRS views these as friendly favors, neighbor-to-neighbor friendly favors. So it doesn't matter if you are a licensed, quote-unquote, professional or if you are an amateur. And one of my co-op partners, Terry, always reminds us that the word amateur means for the love of. So if you do something for the love of as an amateur, which could be you make the best chocolate chip cookies in the world and you want to deliver them to a neighbor, that's priceless. That's equally valued as somebody's professional skills as a plumber, for instance, for which they have a credential and a license. So I prefer the amateur. I think that's really where we get to do what we want to do. In fact, lots of people join the exchange and they first say, well, I'll offer my professional services, and then you find out they really don't want to do that. They want to teach you how to sail or go rock climbing or paint or something that they just really enjoy doing more than they want to actually be a plumber in your house because they're a plumber all day long.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, when money is scarce, everybody has to do all kinds of stuff that they don't like to do, and often that's what their major job is in a scarce money system with debt and interest. So we talk about that quite a bit on the show, is that our next evolution will occur when money is abundant. We don't have our monstrous debts, so that we're able to focus on doing stuff that is in our vocation of passion, in our unique artistry, rather than being in the rat race of just perpetual debt.
I agree. So from scarcity to abundance is what it's all about. And the community currency to me has so much higher value because it's relationship currency. It's based on trust. It's based on us getting to know each other, learning how to play well together. And you're really valued for much more of you as a whole person than your credential, you know, your title. And I think that that's been a barrier for people to have titles and think, well, this person isn't accessible to me because of class issues. I couldn't possibly, you know this brain surgeon because I'm not in his or her class. But when you're really just, you know, if I'm landscaping at that person's house and we get to know each other as human beings, then it's about the garden, it's about flowers or the food that we're going to eat. And it's a whole different currency.
Yeah, it's something I go back and forth on with respect to, you know, it's kind of a long answer. So let me just, I'll give you some time to think about it, because that's the major objection that people have to the hour-for-hour exchanges. You know, ultimately, you can have a 15-year-old kid who entirely has no skills at all at getting compensated the same as a doctor who went to school for, you know, whatever number of years they go. I guess it's eight years of graduate and all that residency. So they have lots of, they were obviously not lazy. They invested lots of time and energy on their education to be professional. And now they have a doctor's office, which has lots of overhead and those sorts of things. Because that's expensive. It's beyond just the time. So after the break, we're going to be going to a break here. I'm hoping that you kind of, you know, it's the devil's in the details. So if you can kind of talk about what your answer is to that. We'll be right back with Linda Hogan. We'll be right back.
If If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner. Dinner.
Indigenous wisdom, indigenous wisdom, yeah, reflections in the light. And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up.
You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we're getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn, it's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. You get your people to chant.
Love, peace, and revolution. And our very special guest this hour is Linda Hogan, who's a community organizer for a community exchange or a time bank. And time banking, local currencies and other initiatives, they're so great because people are taking action without waiting for governments or private banks or permission or a vote. They're taking action to create abundance so that the people can get what they need in a time where things are difficult for many people. We have many values and skills which are being underutilized. And these community exchanges or local currencies allow those skills to be released and provided to the community so that we can all have more abundance. So going into the break, the question was, is what is the benefit to a doctor to join a time bank when, you know, he's got more overhead and training and investment over a very long period of time? And then he'd be compensated as to somebody who's entirely unskilled, who hasn't invested in themselves, you know, possibly at all, you know, could be a 13, 14, 15 year old. What is the reason for a physician to join, and how can they make it work and be economically viable for them when they do have overhead?
So there's all kinds of triggers and traps in your question, Wayne. I really love it. But number one, I would challenge immediately having no skills, that a 13 or 14-year-old or even a 3-year-old doesn't have any skills. Everybody has skills, and we call them gifts more than skills. So we want to know who the person is, and we want to get to know them, and so what do they have to offer? Just because a person may be have more education or be financially more secure or have lots of letters after their name in their titles does not mean that they have everything that they need in their lives or everything that they want. And a great relevant example that's recent to me is a physician who did not see the value in joining the exchange for that very reason. I went to school all these years, and my hour is worth more than somebody else's hour, until his elderly mother became ill and needed respite care and needed somebody to stop and visit. The elderly parent wasn't quite ready to go to a nursing home or any place like that, wanted to stay independent and in the home, and the physician knew that but somebody needed to be stopping and visiting and checking on them. So suddenly, the respite care provider or the friendly neighbor who came in to make sure they were taking their medications, hadn't fallen, was eating, et cetera, had an extremely high value. So now it's equal. So now the person that's checking on mom is equal to the doctor's hours.
Okay.
And that's an example that happens all the time. The other thing is I would challenge that we grow up in such a classist society, which is really arrogant. We're important if we make a lot of money, or we're important if we have a really big title after our name, but we're not important if we don't have money or if we are considered on the edge of society for whatever reason. And that is simply not looking inside to see who the person is. Teenagers are amazing. I am not as computer savvy, tech savvy as I'd like to be. I have a 7-year-old friend who can do more with my computer than I can do. So that 7-year-old offers me something. We've had my coworkers' kids all have been raised in the program from the age of 3, and they did things like clean up the office, empty waste baskets, collect the mail, you know, move things around that we needed to move, bring things in and out of events when we were having fundraisers. They'd line up the cups and put the cookie trays out and do all that. It's all the kind of services that any child can be part of, and they learned how to make cookies, they learned how to do art, they learned how to sing, they were performing, they were dancing, they were entertaining people. So, you know, we also have what we call the bizarre holiday bazaar every December, and it's kind of like a giant thrift store or you know, yard sale, but people bring in whatever they want. They could be new items that they want to sell for time, or they could be something that they made or products that they're working on. And the kids can earn their hours doing whatever they do, collecting the mail, walking a dog, again, helping people so that they can go to work and not have to worry about walking their dog during the day. And then the kids earn the hours, and for the holidays, they can purchase presents for their family members from the hours that they earned. So the equality thing is really huge here, and it's just really arrogant. It's something I think we have to get over, that to stay in a pyramid where there's somebody on top and my credentials bigger than your credentials, all that stuff is old. It's the old way, and it doesn't interest me.
Understood. Yeah, I wasn't speaking in respect to really much at all.
I get it.
But it's just a matter of, you know, with or without the title, but ultimately there's just a time investment for a particular skill. And there are some people who have chosen not to really invest a whole lot in themselves. There's just are some people like that. Nonetheless, we'll be right back after this break. There's more money owed than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running things.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, 1, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or riba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or riba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, 1, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Yo, 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 for the new emperor. Yeah. Yo, 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 for the new emperor. Yeah. Yo, 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 for the new emperor. Yo, yo, oh, they said he was a righteous man. So the people invite this man. They made new policies, the same laws you never will see. Except to support righteous men. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me please understand.
Thank you for tuning in to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I am your host, as always, weekdays from 1 to 3 o'clock Mountain Time. And we specifically focus on this broadcast about monetary reform. And we're speaking to a very special guest, Linda Hogan, who promotes the initiative of community exchanges or time banks. And Linda, can you describe, what is the process then for taking, the hours in the exchange? How are they then denominated into something where, you're saying that, people will build stuff or they'll have products. How do you convert the hours into the purchase of a product?
It's about the time it takes to get the product ready. So if I want to sell you my kitchen table, then it's cleaning the table, getting it ready for you, delivering it to you, whatever. It's about time, and that's how we negotiate. You can never use the market economy and say, oh, that was a $200 table, so I want X amount of hours because of that. it has to be about the product itself and the time that it takes for you to give it to somebody else or get it ready to give to somebody else. And that's a tricky one, and it's pretty loose for a lot of people, and it has to be decided between the members. They negotiate what feels right for them. But go ahead.
Just a private contract, though. It's the two participants in the exchange make a decision as to what's a fair number.
Yeah, that's true. Can I offer another example? Because your question before is a real relevant example now about people with credentials like doctors. The Pakistani girl, Malala, who was just shot in an attempted murder on her by the Taliban because she's been speaking out as an activist for a girl to be able to get an education. This is international news right now. So this is an 11-year-old girl who wants an education who's become a worldwide activist saying that girls in Pakistan have a right to go to school. What kind of value do you put on her, you know, for the time that she does making those presentations to the schools, to the community, to the network news? I mean, she doesn't have a credential. She's only 11. She's uneducated. And, you know, that's where the equality plays in for me. An hour of her time, if I wanted to measure it against the education that I've had, the college degree and beyond, I look at the role that she's having on a worldwide stage, and I bow to her. She's amazing. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I totally dig that. I'm not a credential guy. In fact, as we're finding out, you know, we have doctors who don't truly support medicine because they're not allowed to use Simpson oil. They're not allowed to. They never really cure cancer. It's like a perpetual machine for big pharma. So it's really not about the credentials. It's more about this activist that you're articulating. As we move forward with our awakening, there's going to be loads of people who have no credentials, no certification from the dominant system, which is based on lies. Those people are going to step forward. And I fully understand what you're saying, that with respect to them, the truth of what they have to offer is more valuable than the credentialed liars. So I fully get that. It's more of there's something like a mechanic, for instance. Mechanics generally can fix what they work on. A lot of times doctors do not fix what they work on. In fact, they make it worse with their big pharma prescriptions and chemotherapy and those sorts of things. So I've got no illusions for credentials that there's some kind of any authority at all, any more than badges are any authority for justice and law. Like it's we live in Babylon. Everything's backward.
Yeah, I agree. Everything's upside down. That's why I love social architecture, and actually that's the title that my two co-op workers, we're three of us in a worker-owner co-op, and Stephen created software. We give the software away to anybody who wants to start a service exchange, and Terry has a private sector business, and then he also is a developer of co-ops, and then I have the human service background. So the three of us have three very different backgrounds, and we came together to create our world so that we could find out what everybody was doing in the country, and there's so many untold stories. Terry and I spent the last 2 years traveling around, staying in people's homes, within a lot of couches, finding out who's doing what. Things like organic gardens and farm-to-table programs, health care, really healing care, not organized, small business development that's amazing, and how resourceful and incredibly intelligent and creative people are when they're but we don't know the stories. They're not public news. We don't see them every day because we see the old formula, to your point, about how we're supposed to live. So this is a fascinating world, and I agree with you. I think the world is changing, and we're evolving and returning to our essence. And we're going from, as my friend Lori would say, the expert model to the essence model. The expert is looking up for somebody else to tell us who to be and what we think. And the essence model is remembering who we be. Or as the Hopi prophecy says, we are the ones we've been waiting for.
That's funny you said that. I actually posted that today on Facebook.
Yeah, it's my tagline and has been for about 10 years.
Ancient wisdom is coming forward.
Yeah. Yeah, and lean forward and lean in and all of those things about being involved. But the outside world telling us how important we are, how we matter, it doesn't work anymore. We have to remind ourselves that we're each precious and that we each have gifts. And that's why I'm devoted. That's why I live this way. I've exchanged housing for myself for time. I've provided child care and transportation. And I've done my professional stuff, which is grants writing and editing and business plans and organizing. But I've also done landscaping parties and painting parties and barn raisings of all sorts. And as I said, I get my health care, I get entertainment. People I've worked with in Portland have had babies born. They have had weddings. They have had funerals. They have had birthday parties. They've gone on sailing boat ships. They've learned every kind of sport you can imagine, and dancing and singing. We have chefs that are extraordinary, all kinds of foodies. It's only limited by your own imagination. If you want to live in community, you want to live with community currency, you just have to ask for what you need, and you have to tell people what you can offer. It's really that simple, and we have to find our voice to be able to do that.
Yeah, I like it. And I just wanted to be clear. I learned about, I got your name off of a website for an event that was going on in the next coming weeks on the western slope of Colorado. Do you live in Oregon now or Colorado?
No, I live in Portland, Maine. I'm the first Portland. And I'm in Montrose right now. This training is happening Friday and Saturday here in Montrose.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I had that clear. There's a training Friday, or what day is where? Let's get the dates down.
Friday and Saturday this week, 19th and 20th, and it's here in Montrose. It's basic information about how to start a service exchange and whether the model is successful and everything you ever want to know about service exchanging.
Okay. And then how much is the fee for the training?
It's $175 for 2 days.
Okay. And is this kind of designed for activists to learn how to set this up, or more local people to join the system there locally?
It's both, because there are people from Montrose that are organizing exchange. They've started, and then there are other people that already are in existing exchanges coming from away from different places that want to get some more tips on sustainability. And then there are some brand new people from away that just don't want to hear, well, what is it? How does it work? So we're going to respond to everybody.
Okay, excellent. That's what's great is getting training for activists. For those that are listening outside of this region, I'm in Breckenridge, which is roughly, maybe 2 or 3 hours away from Montrose, which is on the western slope of the Rockies, kind of like toward Grand Junction slightly. That's where this training is taking place. And do check it out, because it's time for us to be the leaders. Like, there's not going to be somebody that's going to come and save us. Elections and votes and all those things really haven't fixed anything. It's time for us to raise our level, raise our vibration, raise our responsibility, and take action. And it's one of those things, when you make a little investment on your future, these sorts of things pay dividends for the rest of your life. It'll literally change your life, because the more you put in, the more of your loving energy that you put into these sorts of things, it will reward you in ways that you can't measure with money.
That's beautiful. In fact, we call the service exchange the love currency. It's a relationship currency. It's a love currency, because you're doing what you love to do. And you're being valued for what you love to do. And that's the correction. That's the realignment, in my opinion, of where we're moving to, where we're reclaiming. Or as my Irish ancestors say, that's the remembering.
Yeah, I like that. And it gives us a sense of what our future should be. If money wasn't scarce, and this dominant, top-down, centralized force-based system, if it was more democratic, more local, and more relationship-based, that's what we would be doing. We would be doing what we love. We would work in the vocation of our passion, and it wouldn't have this, the centralization of the monetary control is what creates this hierarchical system of domination. And we want to reverse that and, have community, have a love currency, a love exchange where our exchanges are based upon mutual benefit and responsibility, that we step forward and we take action, that we don't wait for anybody to come save us. We just take action.
Yeah, we do it peacefully and gratefully, both appreciating ourselves and appreciating the other people, instead of aggressively, competitively. When we return to cooperation and the cooperative model, it's just so much easier. It's we glide and we flow instead of stopping and starting and being in our heads. We're moving from our heads to our hearts, and I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's that's part of the love revolution, I would say. Let me ask you, within that model, have you ever built a house or done something like I guess it'd be analogous to an Amish barn raising? Have you worked on a project similar to that?
Should there have been lots of home renovation improvement programs that have happened? Anything from painting a room to remodeling a kitchen, those kinds of things do happen all over. And in fact, we're working on two models through our world, and where there are groups of people that want to create a cooperative that will buy a home that can be flipped, renovated and flipped, and then part of the funds would go to support the cooperative investors, and part of the funds would go back to a service exchange, because the service exchange coordinator would be having service exchange members earn hours by helping with the renovation of the home. So it's a really beautiful new model that we're working on, where you have a business, which is the co-op, working with a nonprofit, which is the service exchange, to really help other people be able to have affordable housing in their community. And we'll have a lot more to say about that in a year. This is just happening right now.
Okay. What is the website specifically for the training in Montrose?
You can get it to it by Our World, which is HOURworld.org, and it would say Training Montrose, and you can register there. That's probably the easiest way to do it.
Okay, that's
W-O-R-L-D, World.
Yep, .org. And just to repeat, the training is this Friday, Friday the 19th and 20th, for $175, a two-day event. And I recall reading that included some food?
Yes, and all the meals are provided.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty good deal. I mean, if you just stay at home, you're going to spend a portion of that just staying home. So go out and get with like-minded souls and develop a network. I just got back from an event, and it's one thing to know the information from an event. Like, some people go say, "Oh, I'm just going to watch some YouTube videos and figure it out myself." A greater thing happens when you get out and engage with like-minded people. There'll be there's a deeper learning, a deeper connection. And in effect, it's the whole purpose of the service exchange or the community exchange in the first place, is to go engage with other human beings in the physical world that have, we've been detached because of the virtual systems.
That's beautifully said. Thank you. I love it. And it's really true, especially with technology and the software piece, which is a huge debate that's gone on forever. If we get software and you can just do exchanges by never meeting anybody, I can drop my knitting off some yarn off for you to knit me a blanket, and we never even have to meet each other. We're not, doing community culture. That's not social capital that we're building. That's not relationship building. So you can look up this information, and we have plenty of it. We're going to have a lot more on our website. If you go home to Target, you'll get all kinds of tip sheets and FAQs and, you know, good articles, really nice stuff. But that's not sitting side by side with somebody, getting to know them and deepening the relationship. And for me, that's why I'm in this. I have met amazing people that I would never have met in my own social circle if it had not been for this program. To find out that the people who live down the street and around the corner are so much more dimensional than I might have thought in my biased view if I just drove by and looked at their house or the outside external part of it and not got
to know. Okay. Well, we've got a break. We'll be right back with the last segment with Linda Hopkins.
Are you ready for the real revolution, which is the evolution of the mind? If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally...
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Jubilee 2012 via Mountain Hours.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan indicating that the private bankers are sovereign over the people, that there's no agency of government which can overrule actions that they take. That means the bankers are the central bankers are making the decisions, not the government. So it's essential that we make changes locally so that we can divest our energy from their systems. I want to ask you, Linda, have you ever heard that quote before?
No, I haven't. Interesting.
It's pretty profound, you know. It's
They're
every once in a while you hear the truth come out, and it's like they're not bashful about saying it.
Yeah, it's great.
So anyway, what's great about what you're doing is it's like, you know, you can say whatever you want to say, that the government has no capacity to overrule your actions. Ultimately, the people themselves can take direct action so that they can build local economic self-sufficiency for themselves.
Right.
So the event, are there any other issues you wanted to bring up? We just got a couple minutes left.
Well, if anybody is interested in learning more and can't make the training, then you could check out our website, which you already have, www.owl.org. There's a good FAQ sheet. There's a great video that I think your listeners would like called Fixing the Future, PBS put out 2 years ago, and then they did an upgraded one called Fixing the Future 2. It's great, and you can see the full one, the first one in full length on our website. And the second one is available in select theaters around the country. They're showing it. So it's about an hour and 12 minutes long, and it profiles a community bank, a cooperative, a service exchange, and a buy local, which is called Bally Organization. And then the second one adds more. It has a garden program and some other community currencies in there, and Baltimore Bucks. So it just shows people what's happening that we don't see in everyday news. So I highly recommend those, Fixing the Future and Fixing the Future too.
Oh, yeah, I like it. It's showing a combination of initiatives between cooperatives and the local currency as well.
Yeah, it's great. It just shows what people are doing because they want to do it. But there's lots of information around service exchanges, and there's, we do offer, if groups get together and they want to create one or co-create one, then we can give away the free access to online software. We have website templates that you can adapt and customize to your own needs. And there's a lot of information there, and there's information if you Google time banking as well. But, you know, to your point, Wayne, which I really appreciate hearing, it is about the relationships, and it's not the same just pulling it off a website and getting five friends together and saying, let's do it. Because it's hard. You know, it's a full-time job. It's a commitment for people to recruit other members, to allay all the fears and correct the trust issues of, oh, do I really want to let somebody in my house, or how do I handle this? So you have to be thoughtful. But once you've got that in place, it becomes a real center of attraction. And it really attracts good people. In the 16 years I've been a member in Portland, only a handful of people have ever been asked to leave the program because they were not okay. It just doesn't invite people in. There's nothing to steal. There's nobody to hurt. It's just about helping each other and helping yourself. So it's got a wonderful vibration around that.
Yeah, I like it. I just like all these initiatives where people just take action and they take upon the responsibility upon themselves. Just as you articulated from the beginning, we are the leaders we have been waiting for. Thank you very much, Linda Hogan. We love and respect what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is